1-800-387-7767 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and if you live in the Northeast, well, it's just another day of this terrible growing season. More rain, more showers, more cloudy, more cool, more damp. What are we going to do? It's not a beach day. Good day to go play golf. Good day for a walk. Good day to work in the garden, because eventually it's going to change. It's going to get better. We've lost almost 2 months at this point. We've had the third wettest June in history, and this July is pretty darn close to the same thing, or even maybe number one. But it just, there's no end to it. And our plants are having a tough time. So one of the main things you should be doing is deadheading and cleaning. So whenever you see a flower that's going by, cut it back. And by cutting it back, you prevent the plant from making seed. And because it's not making seed, it's going to make it stronger for next season. Also, a lot of plants, if you prune them back now, when you deadhead and clean them, they'll produce again. So let's clean them up and say to ourselves, August is going to be the most incredible August we've ever had. And wait until September gets here. It's going to make up for the June weather. And October will make up for the July. So we are going to have the most beautiful fall that we've ever had. It's going to be nice and warm. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be the perfect growing season. So our gardening is shifting into the fall. You got to think that way. Otherwise, you're going to go insane. It's going to get better. So let's, you know, weed the gardens, let's deadhead our perennials, let's continue to stake the flowers that are stretching because of the cloudy weather. The plants are taller than they should be. Have some patience. A little bit of fertilizer, because we've had so much rain, it's washing all of the products away, but things will get better, okay? 800-259-9231. Believe me, I'm as discouraged as you. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up, we have Barbara on the line, calling about a spruce tree and also about spinosad.
Okay, Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for that positive outlook. I think we all need that.
We do.
Spinosad. Does that also work as a fungicide? You mentioned it being a natural insecticide, but can I use it as a fungicide and use it on my hydrangeas?
You can. It's strictly for insects, Barbara. It won't work as a disease control. If you want something that's natural, like spinosad, then you go to Serenade. Serenade was developed in Florida for the tomato industry, and it's totally organic, totally natural,
and they're doing a lot of testing on it right now, and they're finding out that this works on a lot more than what they originally thought it did. And but the spinosad is for all types of chewing insects, and serenade is for disease problems.
Okay, so thank you. I think I was getting those two mixed up.
What was your second question, Barbara?
Now, on my hydrangeas, can I use either one of those on the hydrangeas for the black spots that I'm seeing?
Yeah, the black spots is a fungus, and serenade would take care of that. Now, what I would do, Barbara, if you've got some big leaves that have a lot of spots, pick them right off and throw them into the rubbish. That way you're going to eliminate. See, what happens with a disease right now, once you start to see the black spots on the underside of the leaf, it makes like a little blister. And the blister is full of spores. And when that blister is ripe, the blister will explode, sending these little spores all over the air, and it infects the leaves above it. So if you have got a lot of leaves and some of them have black spots, pick them off. And that way you won't have to buy serenade because you're eliminating the source where the fungus is developing. And with the type of weather we've been having, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to put some serenade on it anyways. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay,
our
thank
phone
you
number. Thank you so much. 800-259-9231. Jared, who is next?
Okay, next we have Ann on the line, who's calling about a tree that was trimmed on her property.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning to you, too. I'm actually calling about 8 trees. N-Star had come and trimmed these trees underneath their lines, and they certainly have every right to do that. I understand that. My issue is, aesthetically, it is outrageous. My neighbors talk about it, but it's not just me. It's really all across the Cape. I've talked to N-Star as well, and they even sent a representative out. It's pretty dramatic. And so I wasn't prepared for them sending somebody out. He asked what he could do. Short of giving me back my trees, I didn't know what. In the meantime, I spoke to my son, who's a certified arborist. He is a high school teacher at a county agricultural school. And he came to the Cape to see these, and they're pretty awful. And his conclusion was that I talk to N-Star and have them just remove the trees. They're going to take on real odd shapes, et cetera. So I've sort of made that into a long story, but I know, based on having asked this a little earlier, you can't give me a phone number. They're not returning his calls, is my problem. That's what I want them to come back out and do and just end the pain. And yep. So since you can't give me a phone number, I thought, you know, it's really time that the community start a dialogue about this utility company, and they just do not regard the aesthetics. I live on Cape Cod. It's very important for Cape Cod to have these nice aesthetics. I became far more aware after this happened to me 6 weeks ago, and in driving, anything underneath wires have just been cut, and they've not been cut professionally. In some cases, they should just be removed.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. When I was in college, I took some courses from the major Arbor and Park. And the Arbor and Park major deals with a lot of tree work. And one of the courses I took was how to climb the trees and how to selectively prune them. And I know exactly how you feel because from my house going to Kennebunk Center, they just put in probably a mile and a half of brand new telephone poles. They ran in some new power. It's a new power source coming in from Canada, and it's feeding a station, and it's secondary power that the town needs. But like you say, some of the people that do the tree work are real horticulturists, and they really care about the work that they do, and you can tell that they take the extra time needed to try and create something that is pleasing to the eye as much as possible. And you have to say to yourself, it's their job. They've been ordered by the power companies to eliminate these trees, because if we have an ice storm, and we had an ice storm in my house here in Maine last December, we lost power. We were lucky. We only lost it for 4 days. But there were a lot of places throughout New England that were 2 weeks or more because of the amount of branches that fell on top of the power lines and ripped them out. And it's a very difficult situation for you, for me, and for the people that are doing this. In some cases, they'll take a maple or an oak that's supposed to grow like a ball, a real nice shape, and they were planted underneath the trees. The person that planted them was not thinking of the future, and they have to prune to get the branches away from the lines, and that tree looks like a Y. Tall stem with all the branches to the right and all the branches to the left, and the center open in some cases. Sometimes you can tolerate it, sometimes you can't. Sometimes they just chop the whole top off, and it's nothing but a stick with a bunch of green leaves. And it look on the internet and see if you can get the national number. I wish I could give you the number, but I don't know it.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Susan on the line, who's got a problem with her yard.
Susan, tell me what's happening in your yard.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Parent. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, the problem I have is my front lawn. Which is about 20 by 20.
Mm-hmm.
And up until a couple of weeks ago, it was really lush looking. And I should also mention I have two large trees also. One is a maple. The other one is a oak. They're probably, I would say, close to maybe 80, 90 years old. But they're beautiful shade trees.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is this lush lawn is now spotty with dead grass. And I was just wondering if you might have an idea of what's creating this.
So the grass is just thinning out?
It's dying off. In certain spots.
Okay.
So I didn't know. Yes.
I think what's probably happening, Susan, is that you're getting a lot of shade. And
yes.
Because you're getting a lot of shade and you've got a massive root system underneath the grass, and that's stealing all of the energy from your plant. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First thing would be to fertilize the grass to give it some additional energy because the tree is blocking a lot of the sunlight. And if you can make up for some of the sunlight loss by using
a general purpose fertilizer. You don't buy anything with a weed killer or weed preventer, just regular turf builder, we'll say. And put it down now, and then again when the kids go back to school in September, that additional feeding will probably help it to get thicker and fuller. The other thing that you can do, too, is, I mean, if you really want to keep this grass there, you've got to get some sunlight so that the grass can grow. And that may mean getting a tree company in there to do a little bit of selective pruning to raise the branches so they're not as close to the ground to allow the sunlight to get in there. And what I would do is if there's a nursery that you deal with on a regular basis, go and talk to them and tell them what's happening and see if they can recommend somebody that could come to look at your property, and you could meet with them. You could talk over what should be done. They may suggest that you've got to take out a lot of branches, and that would spoil the overall look of your tree. In that situation, you know, would you rather have green grass, or do you want these nice, magnificent trees that will give you privacy, cool the house during the heat of summer that someday we'll get? But it's something that you're going to need to talk about with a tree person. Because if you want the grass, you've got to get some light down into it. And sometimes a selective pruning here and there will allow that to happen. So go to your local nursery, talk with them, see who they can recommend. And I'd get a couple of people. Don't just choose the first one. Get a couple of people, get a couple of prices, their recommendations, and then decide from there. But you've got to get some light in. Otherwise, the grass will slowly disappear. Too much competition. A lot of leaves and a lot of roots. Thank you, Susan. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have John on the line who's calling about his petunias.
John, good morning. How can we help you with your petunias this morning?
I want to get more flowers and less green. I'm thinking about a super phosphate fertilizer like 5-10-5. Will that do the job?
The thing that we need more than anything else is sun. You can try and find a fertilizer that when you look at the numbers, there's three numbers on the package. The higher your middle number, the better. There's one called Bloomin' and Rootin', made by Fertilome. It's a 9.59.8, and that will definitely help. But when we get some sun, that will make a big, big difference, too. It's nothing you've done wrong. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're feeling discouraged, plants are doing what they should, call the doctor, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll talk and we'll see if we can help you to at least feel better with what's happening with the gardens this year. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have, I misplaced my notes here. Okay, Marion calling about onions.
Marion, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes, nice and clear.
Okay, my granddaughter ventured into gardening this year, and she planted some of the big yellow onions or Spanish onions. I'm not sure. They got the nice big green tails on them. Somebody told her there's a point when you bend the tails over, and then the onion gets bigger. And she asked me last week, and she said, when do I bend the tails over? I said, you're asking the wrong person.
Tell her that you don't bend them over until the fall.
Till the fall.
Yeah.
Do they look a certain way?
Well, what's going to happen, and I love to grow onions, and I grow one called Kelsey, which is a super, super big onion, just gets to be as big as a softball. I grow red onions, I grow the regular Spanish sweet yellow, and then shallots and leeks and all that kind of stuff. But right now, you've got beautiful foliage, but not too much underground. The month of August is the month that really makes that onion get bigger and bigger and bigger. And what will happen when the onion gets ready to be harvested, that nice, stiff, green, pointed foliage will begin to almost lay down by itself. And once you start to see that the greens here and there are no longer straight up, they're limp and they're falling over, then she can just, well, she doesn't want to step on it because then she's going to bruise it. But she can just, with the palm of her hand, just kind of push it down, and that will allow it to get ready for the storage process. You need to get the energy that's in the foliage into the onion. And when you see that the foliage is starting to turn yellow, then you dig them up, and you have to let it air dry. Most people will harvest them and cut off the leaves, and what happens is they don't keep over the winter. When you see the leaves turn brown, pull them out of the ground, clean up as much of the soil off of them as possible, and then put them in your garage, put them in your tool shed. If you've got a covered porch, put them there. Even put them in the basement and allow the energy that's in the leaves to drain down into the bulb. And when the leaves are all brown, then you can cut them. But if you cut them too early, it's going to rot where the foliage was. So for now, tell them to leave them alone. If she can give them another shot of liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest or the Biomatrix, that will make the onion get bigger. But August is the month where the onions get bigger and bigger and bigger. So leave them alone. And in September, she can take the palm of her hand and push them down and let them go yellow. When they turn yellow, pull them out, clean them, and put them someplace for at least a week or two where the foliage can turn brown. And then she can remove the foliage and store them. But until then, leave them alone. Thank you. Great question. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Donna on the line calling about a catalpa tree.
Donna, good morning. What's happening with your catalpa tree?
Good morning, Paul. I have to say I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
We have a very old, I don't know how old it is, catalpa tree. It was here when we moved in, and it's probably about 35, 40 feet. And it's definitely got a problem, a disease of some sort. It actually has this black, juicy sap dropping on, like, perennial flowers below it, a white fence. You can see it. Some of the branches are black. The leaves are falling. You can see on the back side of the leaves that there's some kind of, I'd have to say, insect of sort. They're like little specks of something.
Yep.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay, what's happened? Catalpa is a very, very unique tree. It's got these big, big heart-shaped leaves. It produces beautiful white flowers. I think it's probably in bloom right now. And then when the flower is pollinated, it produces these long string beans type of a seed pod. And they're very unique. And very different, and they really stand out in the landscape. Part of the problem that we've had, Donna, is all of the rain. And what's happening is the little specks on the back of the leaves are probably aphids. And the aphids, because the air is moist, it's wet, we're not getting any sunshine, the aphids are multiplying. And we were talking about that this morning, how from the man from Orcon, Steve Steve Hazard, that aphids can make eggs every 90 seconds. That's how fast they can lay eggs and young. Because the conditions are ideal, they're just multiplying, and they're living on the newer leaves, not the older leaves, and they're sucking the juice from that plant, which is there. It's like it's sap, okay? When they are sucking really, really hard and the sun comes out, it thins out the sap in the tree. And when the insect is sucking, it comes into their mouth parts much faster. And it comes in too fast. So they literally pull their piercing mouth parts out of the leaf and they spit out because it came in too fast. They're almost like they're going to gag. Okay? What they're spitting is almost pure sugar. It falls on a fence, it falls on your perennials, and again, because of the type of climate we're having right now, this pure sugar grows a black mold. It's called sooty mold because it's black in color, and if you rub your hand on it, your finger will all turn black. The only way you're going to stop this is to have the tree sprayed with a fungicide or if Mother Nature gave us a little more sunshine. As soon as the sun comes out, a lot of these insects will die because the conditions are not favorable for them to multiply. For this year, you're just going to have to live with it. You're going to have perennials that won't look as good because of all the sooty mold that's covering the foliage. The one thing that you may have to do if you have evergreen plants, if you've got rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, broadleaf evergreens like that, you may have to clean off some of the foliage in the fall or next spring. I've seen rhododendrons that are getting this sap drip on them, and the following year you look at them, they almost look black. That's a buildup of the sooty mold. And what I've done, it works pretty good. Take a bucket, get some Dawn that you would wash your dishes with, put a good squirt in the bucket, add some water, take a soft cloth, and rub the Dawn on as many of the leaves as possible. And let it sit on there for 5 minutes or so. The Dawn will soften that pitch, that sap. And then you rub it again with a soft cloth or the pressure from the hose, and the black soot will come right off of it. But there really is nothing that you can do other than have the trees sprayed with, not with a fungicide, with an insecticide. Now, the other thing that you could try is something like Bayer Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is designed to kill sucking insects on a plant. If you follow the recommendations, the Tree and Shrub will kill the aphids on that plant. And it does take about 30 days for it to get up in the neighborhood of as tall as your tree is, 50 plus feet. But at least it will slowly thin them out. But the best thing is sun. Once we get the sun, the problem will slow down a great deal. That's all I can tell you, Donna. Mother Nature is not helping you at all at your house with your catalpa, and it will not kill the tree. So the leaves that fall, don't worry about it. Next year is a whole new season. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have George on the line who has a question about a product.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning to you, Paul. Question is about a product you recommended and which I purchased. I heard on the garden show yesterday that they're pulling it off the market, and the name of the product is Messenger.
Right. They're not pulling it off the market. Messenger is a huge company, and I mean huge. They are a company that sells to farmers. And they tried 3 years ago to sell their product to you, the homeowner, in small packets. and they were not successful. The only place where they were selling a lot of it was in the Northeast. The rest of the country, people just didn't understand it. I guess the radio talk show people like me were not explaining it properly. But this is a very, very good product. And if you see some at your local garden center, pick up the package, look at the expiration date on it, and if it's still going to be good for a couple of years, buy it. Messenger is very unique because what it does, when you spray it on the plant, it tells the plant that it's under attack. And you apply it before the disease arrives. So the plant builds antibodies in preparation for the fight against disease. When the disease gets here, the antibodies are all made, and it can better fight off fungus. So because they weren't able to sell enough of it throughout the country to make it worthwhile, they've pulled it off the market. They're not making it anymore. Some of the garden centers still have some, but there's no new product being made, and it wasn't pulled because of a problem. It was pulled because they didn't have the support to sell it other than the Northeast, where we understand our products work. And it really is too bad because this is a fabulous product. It tells the plant to get ready. It gets ready. When the fungus comes, it can better fight it off. And it's something that we've lost in our arsenal to fight against diseases. Hopefully somebody will buy the product, and hopefully that is something that we'll have back in our arsenal. But the government did not pull it off. The company pulled it. They're still making it for the farmer. They're buying it in 1 pound or 5 pound boxes. We were buying it in 1/2 ounce packets because it goes a long, long ways. 800-259-9231.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-11.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Elizabeth on the line who's calling about blueberries.
Elizabeth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. We have a number of blueberry bushes, and they're young. They're new. It's the second year. And we mulch them with bark from oak and maple trees. And I just heard your conversation on bark. Wondering if we did the wrong thing, but other than that, we fertilize them with Hollytone in February, again in the late spring, and we prune them in February. We've had very few blossoms and no berries to speak of.
And how big are they, Elizabeth?
Oh, they're about waist high.
About waist high, okay.
Or shoulder high, fewer shoulder high.
Yeah. Well, the bark that you put around it is fine. If you had put shredded wood chips that have actual pieces of wood, then that could have created a problem. But what you can do is if you've got a little bit of garden fertilizer left, if you have some lawn fertilizer, lightly sprinkle it where these wood chips are, and that will help to stop the nitrogen that's being pulled out of the ground. Now, If you had a problem, the leaves on the blueberries would be turning yellow and dropping. So if the leaves are stale, still green, that's fine. Now, one thing, the pruning of a blueberry should be done when the blueberry finishes flowering. And basically what you prune, Elizabeth, are any of the non-blooming branches. If you pruned them in February and you pruned the whole plant, you could have removed a lot of the flower buds on that plant, because the berries and the fruit comes on the new growth. So that if you pruned it back pretty hard to make it thicker and fuller and bushier, then you stimulated a lot of new growth, but you also removed some of the buds. And what I do with my blueberries is when I see them in bloom, if there's a branch that just has leaves and no flower buds, I prune it at that time. That way I know exactly what's fruiting and what's not. So next year, prune when it's in bloom. It would also help if you could give them Holytone again in the fall in September. And that will help it to get through the winter a lot better. And the wood chips that you put around it, 2 to 3 inches is plenty. Thank you, Elizabeth. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Peter on the line, who's calling about lilies.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you.
Hi. My pleasure.
I have a question about, I think it's a Stelliodoro lily that we have. It's supposed to be a re-blooming lily. And, you know, every year we get a good round of flowers and everything, and, you know, I trim it back afterwards. I mean, just, you know, like after the flowers drop, you get these pods, and then we trim where the pod is, we trim the stem right to the bottom, but it never gets a second round of blooms. And, you know, I was wondering if anything can be done about that.
Okay. Do not allow it to make the pods. The goal of that plant is to make seeds for the following year and to make that plant, pass on its to the next generation. If you allow it to make seed, it has accomplished its goal and the blooming cycle finishes. So get into the habit on your Stelladoras that check it out every few days when it's in bloom, and the second you start to see a pod forming, just pull the pod off. You don't have to worry about the stem, but do not allow it to make a pod. If you can eliminate the pods before they get a chance to mature, the plant will work even harder, and that's what gives you more and more blossoms. Also, feed them. When they're in bloom, put down something like plant tone fertilizer. You can use a liquid like the Biomatrix or Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest. But when they're in bloom, if you can feed them and you can eliminate the pods before they really get big, you're going to see a big difference. Have a great week. The sun will come out. Things will get better. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, Jared.